This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I love that part of the intro. No, I took lessons to be this stupid. I'd go and see to your house. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time. I know you guys could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but either you've chosen this one or your radio dial is stuck on this one. Either way, I do appreciate it. And I got a couple things I want to talk about in the last hour. Maybe you don't want me to. I don't know. But you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I'd love to know what you think about the show, about the topics. If you got a topic or a guest that you want me to bring on, I'm always open for that, too. I don't run into everybody. I don't know everybody. We also, at the end of the month, we'll be going to CPAC. That's the Conservative Action PAC in Washington, D.C. Now, the rumor is that Trump's going to be there with his people. Obviously, unless he really does like the little guy, well, not so little, but you know what I'm saying. I may or may not get one of his team over there. Him, one of his team, whatever. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong, how dumb I am. Oh, no, I get them all. Believe me. And it doesn't bother me. I don't lose any sleep over it. So, the Donald Trump's choice for the Supreme Court. Yeah, I'm trying to be, you know what, I'm not trying to hold back. But I definitely am trying to make sure that we understand. Look, here's the deal. When you continually have a 5-4, 5-2, 5-1, 5 whatever, or lately 4-4, right? When you have these kind of things going on in the Supreme Court, you've got a problem. And not a little one. You've got a big problem. Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, these 5-4 decisions, you look at the political leanings of the people voting, it becomes political. It was never meant to be political. Seriously, it was never meant to, and you guys know that, it was never meant to be political. And it's wrong that we've gone, that we have allowed it to go down that road. We shouldn't. We should be screaming. And screaming. Listen to me. Screaming. You should be screaming. You should be screaming at the top of your lungs. Like I said earlier, look at the protests you saw tonight. Now, Gorsuch, I'm gonna massacre his name until I get it right. Sorry. I apologize. But the name wasn't announced for an hour, a half an hour. Before you had people protesting with professionally made signs. Not kind of sorted. No. They had professionally made signs. Seriously. Now, that doesn't just pop up out of nowhere. Right? I mean, I'm telling you, they had the, There was only two or three choices. They've been bantered around for a couple days now. So you know as well as I do that those signs were pre-made by somebody who had to pay for them because they're not cheap. So much for a grassroots, impromptu, spontaneous, protest, right? Now, who wants to bet me that Elizabeth Warren won't show up? See, I think she will be. I think she's going to show up and talk about how we have pushed back those nasty. I would like to know if she voted for this guy in 2010, right? Because we know it was 95-0, right? So 95 senators voted for this justice, and all of a sudden they can't. And all of a sudden they won't. And it's going to be no matter what. I'm sorry, who's the obstructionist? And for those of you guys on the left, you little self-righteous pieces of work, so you're telling me two wrongs make a right? Aren't you the guys that are always screaming about you always do the right thing? Are you doing the right thing by keeping him from being appointed? But you're not doing it because he's not qualified. I mean, right now, any Democrat that says that he's not qualified is nothing but a liar. Just a flat-out liar. He was qualified in 2010. He's written pieces about what a judge should and shouldn't do. So how do you push back on that? Now, Judge Neil Gorsuch, is that how you pronounce his name? I'm really feeling bad about this. Anyway. And, you know, Justice Scalia is going to be hard filling his shoes. And for those of you who say, yeah, he was strict, now, some people might consider him more a libertarian. He did write some pieces where he talked about the states being a bit of a testing ground, a proving ground, if you would, that the states did have rights to do some things they want to do, and in other areas they had no rights whatsoever. Now, they're saying that Judge Neil, if I don't pronounce his last name badly, is very similar to Scalia. We'll talk a little bit more about this inside the break. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Really, we're going to run him down and a few others. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Heat up your coffee, see? And then come on back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yeah, the natives are restless tonight. I'll tell you what, no, seriously, I'm watching what's going on the boob tube up there, you know, the TV. And I'm watching people that just go out of their minds about the judge being nominated tonight. And the beauty behind all of this, is, they're already loons. Maybe they'll self-destruct. I don't know. You know, I don't wish it on anybody. But I was telling Tom DelBacaro during one of the breaks, I'm going, the emergency rooms must be filled with liberals who've had minor heart attacks and strokes tonight. And they kind of laugh, you know, when we were talking about these kind of things, when we were upset about these kind of things, they kind of laughed at us. And it only goes to show you that they really don't understand, they don't want to understand, they don't want to be part of the process, the real process. So if we're in pain and we're in angst as conservatives, we're just nut jobs. But when they are, we don't care. We're cold. You know, it's not fair. It's not fair. I partied all weekend and got an F, and he studied all weekend and got an A. I should get some of his grade. That's what they sound like most of the time. And a good part of this, I don't know if this is true. Anyway, a good part of this, does anybody know, hey, somebody check something for me. It said Charles Manson died tonight in a California hospital. I don't know how true that is. I mean, as a Christian, I prefer everybody come to know Christ before they die. But hey, you know, you got guys like him, cold-hearted, dragged people down the road with him, down that nasty road with him. I guess he knows the truth now, if he's dead. All right. I know I went off for a second. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. But the left, again, there's not equality here. We all know this already, right? They don't really want equality. They want control. We've talked about this a million times, and it's so true. And I love how they say, somebody beat me to the punch. I love how they say, you know, when they're talking about the Constitution, they seem to have, they're the only people that know what the Constitution says, apparently. And they have used the word Constitution the last 2 weeks more times than they've used it in the last 8 years. And what I think is really hypocritical, and I'll get back to the judge in a minute. What I think is really hypocritical is when President Oblamo was signing all these executive orders. You know, I have a pen and a phone, right? When he was signing all these orders, oh, they're constitutional. The president has a right to sign executive orders. President can do this. President can do that. President can do this. The president could do everything when their president was in. Now that our president's in, every executive order that he signs, what do they say? Anybody? You know what they say, right? Yeah, it's unconstitutional. All of a sudden, they found some constitution. And the Constitution says, whatever Donald Trump does is unconstitutional. That's what their Constitution says. Anyway, so let's get back to, I know, I could go off on this stuff for hours. It's in my DNA. John from Connecticut, thanks for joining us tonight. Always appreciate it. I love when you guys let me know where you're from, because it kind of gives me an idea who's tuning in from where, who's doing what. We got Canadian listeners, which I think is kind of weird. It's good. I like knowing that people listening. If you want to send me an email, you got a question, comment about the show, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right, so Gorsuch, like Scalia, he's what they call a textualist and an originalist, who believes that the judges should follow the text in the original meaning of the Constitution. And he has a record of standing up for religious liberty and swiftly met with approval Tuesday night from conservatives. I mean, I got a boatload of emails. Just, you know, because we were just going on the air where they chose him. And I loved it because, you know, all of a sudden, they're saying, oh, look, they chose, yeah, but nobody's thinking, they may have chose our guy. We still have a bit of a fight in front of us. Can they stop it? I don't think so. I think the Dems have painted themselves into a corner. I think they've been like little spoiled. They've been acting like little spoiled brats for years. And now they're actually going to get some of their own medicine. They're going to have to live in the house that they built. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. I'm good with that. And the fact that he has a record of standing up for religious liberty, I still believe, you guys can go back and read my pieces up on the website, therealside.com. Go check it out. You know, you'll find out, I still believe there's a war on religion. That's not going to go away that fast. You've still got places like California who say that they're up for freedom of religion, but they're not willing to fight for your freedom of religion. And we're going to need people to take a stand. When it comes to certain religions, Islam being one of them, our public schools in California are creating prayer rooms for them. Can you imagine a Christian group saying, hey, we need a room to go pray in every morning that has a crucifix or a cross on the wall, or we can go to. And you know, if the class runs into our time, well, you're just going to have to wait for us. Can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine them giving a Christian a square foot of land to stand on to pray in public. Now, the kids do it at the high school levels, right? As long as it's led, but they get all kinds of crud for doing it. You know, God. I got to talk. Hopefully some of you parents are listening right now. I want you to hear me out on something real quick. I'll get back to the judge, I promise. This has been hitting me in the head. So recently, some parents have being on a school board, I got parents that come up and ask me to help them with certain things all the time. I had a group of parents that came up to me at one point, and they asked me for some help with something, and we got most of what they wanted. You know, and it was right and righteous, but a couple of them had talked about some of the things that they were upset about that the teacher was saying, or a couple of teachers were saying and doing, and they don't want their kids exposed to that. And I finally had to look at them and say, look, you know I'm on your page. I'm on your same side. I'm on your page. We think the same way. We want to raise our kids the same way. Here's where we kind of part. I taught my kids how to deal with adversity. I taught my kids how to put up with people having a different opinion of actually maybe putting their fingers in your face and telling you how wrong you were and what a jerk you were. I did that with them. Because my thought process was, instead of them thinking they were being bullied every time somebody talked down to them or wasn't on the same page or pushing in a different direction, they would have the guts, they would have the backbone, they would have the strength to push back. And I think that's what we're missing sometimes with our kids. We want to protect them so much. We want them to be in a safe environment so much that we think we can control every aspect of the environment. We can't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I promise we'll talk about the judge in the next segment. I promise you. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is The Real Side. I'm Joe Basidi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, 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 I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me and the time that you do spend with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I do, again, I do there too. I mean, I love the questions you send. I can't get to them at night. Some of them I have to look into. You know, it's not like, I don't know what you think. I don't know if you think I can talk. You probably do. Did you think I could talk, read your emails, and respond to them all at the same time? Because I can't do it. Yeah, I'm pretty talented, not that talented. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so we're talking about the judge. And, you know, obviously he's going to get in. I just can't imagine they're going to be able to hold him off that long. But I really hope that, you know, I have liberals that listen to the show so they can nail me on stuff. And I'm okay with that. I don't lose any sleep over it. But I really hope that you'd get past the political garbage and figure out, you know what, go back, do your own history. Don't listen to your party. Do your own history. And look at how many times, you know, Obama at this point in time had what? 13 plus nominees had already been voted on and pushed through. We got two. And then the Dems won't show up for work. So you liberals, is this really how you want to be known, how you fight? Hey, I know what it is. We won't show up, then they can't vote. That'll show them. Yeah, all it shows me is you're a bunch of cowards. That you know you're going to lose. You know ultimately you can't win. And so what you do is you try to avoid it. And that's how you think it goes down. I'm telling you, you're just cowards. It's really that simple. Gorsuch, this being a textualist or an originalist. I learned about this from Rick Green from Wall Builders. I never really understood it until a couple of years back. I don't know if you guys know this, but when they're putting laws into place, too, there's a journalist in the room. The journal, well, nowadays it's electronic. Back then it was writing. But they used to have to keep track of why the law, why was the bill introduced? What was the spirit of the bill? What were they trying to put through? Who said what? That kind of thing. So you could go back and find out, hey, this bill that's 50 years old or this law, the heck did we have this law for? And you could change it. You could do what you needed to do. They could update it. You know, my biggest complaint about laws is they don't have any kind of follow-up time frame. So you pass a law, you pass a bill into a law, and 5 years later you find out, this is not having the desired effect. Who goes back and checks these? Right? Who goes back and fixes these things? Seriously. Nobody. They just let them go. So, in his remarks along the president at the White House, Gorsuch also gave a nod to Scalia, calling him a lion of the law. And he vowed, if confirmed, to be a faithful servant of the Constitution. Yes, not a faithful servant of the Republican Party, but a faithful servant of the Constitution. The foundation, the bedrock, what this country is built on. You know, people don't rush to this country. Well, some might now. But in the past, those immigrants, we're a nation of immigrants. Yes, we are. You are correct. But those immigrants who came here, the majority of them came here for a better life, right? They wanted to be under the American law because the American law was fair and equal to all. That's why they wanted to be here. And especially over the last few years, from what we've seen, is the American law is not fair and equal to all. If you're part of that 1% that the Dems like to talk about, you know, the John Kerry's of the world, the Hillary Clinton's of the world, the Barack Obama's of the world, you get an upper hand. You get a leg up. You get to get away with more. But when immigrants came here to begin with, they came here so they wouldn't be persecuted. They came here so they would have a better life for their families. They followed the law to get here. They sold most of what they have. They didn't come over a river. They didn't come in the middle of the night. They didn't pay a coyote to bring them in. No, they paid a ship captain to bring them along a boat. They had a sponsor to come to. They stopped at Ellis Island. There was a process to this. My family are immigrants from Italy. I'm proud of their heritage. I'm proud of the way they did it. I'm not against immigration. I'm not against immigrants. Legal ones. And if I get one more email about how the, you know, using the word alien, I love this, using the word alien is an affront or an offense to people who are undocumented. They're not undocumented. The reason they don't have paperwork is because they're here illegally. They couldn't get it to get here. They're here illegally. And you know what? The Constitution calls them aliens. You want to change the Constitution? Fine. Try. Until then, I'm calling it out like that Constitution that you've been quoting for the last 2 weeks calls it out. Anyway, he said he wanted to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and the law. He said it's the role of judges to apply, not alter the laws written by Congress. Which, and then that's what I was saying earlier. That's when a lot of Democrats, a lot of liberals ended up at the hospital because they popped an eyeball. Right? Something popped in their head. There's no way they could read that and deal with it. And yes, as somebody said, they wanted the American dream. My aunt is part of that American dream. I mean, she's 80 years old. She came here from Italy on a boat. I don't know, she spent almost 30 days on the boat to get here. She had nothing. Her family had nothing when they got here. Nothing to speak of. Right? She raised a family. A family that loves America. My cousins love America. Proud of their Italian heritage. Love America. Some of them served in the armed services. Right? She doesn't even like the way immigration is going down. But she talks about how today she has a business. She is 80 years old and has a business of her own. I don't know how she does it. She moves around sometimes better than I do. She's got a nail business. Most of my family were hairdressers, nails, that kind of stuff. Or that part of the family. You know, we all have two parts of the family, right? He went on to say that you've entrusted me with one of the most solemn assignments I can get. An academic study from November comparing top court prospects to Scalia, based on judicial philosophy and other factors, put Gorsuch second amongst Trump's list of 21. That's the other thing. You heard Tom Del Vaccaro say it earlier. Here's a guy, and this is where I don't, this is why I say the Dems have some real mental issues. He put out a list of 21 judges. Everything he's doing right now, he told people he was going to do. Every one of these things. And he won. He got voted in. He won. Which means the people wanted these things done. So how did the Democrats step up and say this is wrong when he was voted in? He's actually one of those guys, one of those politicians that said, here's all the things I'm going to do. If you want me to do those, vote for me. And they did. And he got in. I don't understand what the problem is here, other than the fact that your person lost. See, he's going to have two selections. Hopefully, Ginsburg will go ahead and retire in the next year. So they can get a second one on there pretty quick. And, you know, and if we play like the Dems play, they'll all be 6-3, judgments on everything. Because they play partisan lines when it comes to the judges big time. Look at the judge that put the kibosh on Trump's thing over the weekend. An Obama appointment. Anyway, so I go on. Gorsuch 49 is a strict opponent of judicial activism, thank God. Writing in 2016, again, this is the one that drove him crazy, the Law Review article, that judges should be in the business of declaring what the law is using, the traditional tools of interpretation, rather than pronouncing the law as they might wish it to, might miss. Well, this is what I think it should say this. No. Congress makes the laws. Gorsuch is currently on the 10th Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals, based in Denver, having previously clerked for Justice Byron White, Anthony Kennedy. He also was high-ranking official in the George W. Bush Justice Department before the judicial appointment under that president. Now, in the Court of Appeals, Gorsuch ruled against the Obama administration. Whoa, that made him all crazy. In two major cases concerning religious liberty, Hobby Lobby versus Sebelius and the Little Sisters of the Poor. Wow. So two religious liberty issues, and it's making the Dems crazy. I'm sorry, so who's more interested in protecting your religious liberty? Republicans or Democrats? Just asking. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina in your house. Don't go far.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I've got an order for you, okay? Buy my book. Listen, you guys, we don't beg. We don't beat you up. I'm not Bill O'Reilly. I'm not some of these other guys. And the way some of us make our money, right, keep the lights on kind of thing, is we sell our little trinkets, if you would, right? And I have a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Now, most of you, in the chat rooms are sending me emails. We're on the same page. I get it. But the beauty about the book is when I go to places and I talk to people about it, the title alone makes them nuts. Either one side or the other. Some conservatives won't even touch it because they're afraid. I don't know what you're afraid of. What are you afraid of? I am a right-wing, Bible-thumping, not in a negative way. I look to the Bible for my answers. White guy. Ain't that hard? Look at me. But we're not the mean, nasty, evil people they keep telling you we are. And the book deals with different issues that you're told, we hate women, we hate this, we hate... I love my wife, and last I checked, she was a woman. We much more equality. I'm sorry, I'm to the point now, after 9 years of doing this, and when I say this, I'm not talking all and everyone, but the majority. I'll tell you what, the hateful group are the libs. They hate, poke at, make fun of everything that we stand for. Everything. I can show you posts and emails that people have sent me. And it's like anything that we stand for that has one bit of, a little bit of, you know, moral, and that's how the God forbid you bring up the word moral, they go out of their minds. What gives you right to push your morals on me? Well, what gives you rights to put your sexual craziness on me? Male, female, no, there's no male, there's no female, there's cisgen, this gen, that gen, over gen, gend over, whatever there is. It makes no sense. You put them in a room together. They can't come out of the room on the same page. The only same page they have is, yeah, you know what, we all have our own way of thinking about this, and that's it. You have to have some absolutes. And actually, that's the first chapter in the book. Absolutes? Absolutely not. They won't allow you to have an absolute. Because, see, if you have an absolute, if you have a truth, then they can't change their mind. They have to build on that truth. Look at something as stupid and simple. I'm a human. I breathe oxygen. I can't breathe water. I can't breathe dirt. I need to breathe oxygen. That's a simple, full truth. You can't change that. When it comes to abortion, you can't see me if you don't have the camera on, but that fetus, it won't turn into a dolphin. It won't turn into a frog. It won't turn into a coyote. It only has one of two things it can become. It can either become a human or it can become dead when you make it dead. There's only two ways it can go. And I did a story the other night. You have to go back and get the segment where in England, they're now, you can't call the mother a woman, a pregnant woman. Can't do that. That'll make somebody feel bad. It's a society. We're losing our minds. But I go back to, we are allowing it to happen. We don't need to be as violent, but we need to be as noisy as the left are. We need to be as noisy as, you remember, Occupy Everything was. That's what we need to be. We need another kind of Tea Party kind of movement where people are willing to get out there, pound pavement, and make a difference, but not be destructive. Now, the Gorsuch ruled against the Obama administration twice. I love this. Now, both of these cases concern Christian groups objecting to Obamacare contraceptive mandate. And the beauty is, it's not just him. The Supreme Court upheld his ruling based on the law. And no, he's going to be questioned over all this stuff. He's going to be raked over the coals on all this stuff. And there's still question marks about his conservative record. For instance, he's never written an opinion on a constitutional right to an abortion. Some legal scholars say that his 2009 book questioned laws allowing assisted suicides. Right? And kind of paralleled it to abortions. Because he went down the road of, when you intentionally end a human life, is it wrong? See, as a Christian, there's always hope for me. In my world, there's always hope. And I know some of you don't believe it because it's got a God spin on. Oh my God, can't do a God spin on things. That's terrible. But really, for a Christian, we have stories, we know people, we have seen people, we have stories from people that we trust, where people were told that was it was over for them. And between prayer and a little change of a lifestyle, they were back. They came back. They lived. So it's not always over. It's not always the end of the world. And forgive me, for those of you who are doctors listening to the show, you're not God. So when you say something is over, it's done, finished, you're not my last word. You're not the last word for me. I'm going to go with what God says. I'm going to go with what God's leading me to do. I go to a doctor to have an idea what's wrong with me. Maybe I'm not listening. Maybe I'm not eating right. Maybe, look at me. I was 290 pounds this summer. I lost 30 pounds, but I didn't lose it because God came and pulled it out of my belly, or I went to a doctor and he gave me some pills. It's like, Jesus, I can't do this. This is craziness and I can't stop it. Help me understand. And he and I worked through it, and I blew off 30 pounds. It doesn't make me perfect or better than you. It just means at some point in time, you know, you got to give it up to God, let him help you. These guys won't allow you to do that. Matter of fact, at one point, there was a movement for people like me who talk. You know what I think is funny? I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm all over the place, but for people like me who speak to my God, I pray to God, I talk to God. Yeah, I know. Some of the loons local to me are going to love that one. But you know what I get? You know what I think is hilarious? When I'm with an atheist or I talk to other people who don't believe in God, I don't believe in that religion thing. So I'm a nut job because I pray to a God, a foundational God who has a book, who tells me how to live my life. I'm a whack job for doing that. But you pray to angels. You ask angels to help you, some of you, who don't believe in God. What's the difference? You can't prove there are angels. And if you say, yeah, an angel tapped me on the shoulder and kept me from going over a railroad track just as the train came, well, how do you know that wasn't God? How do you know that wasn't God's angel? Do you know? Did it reveal itself and say, hi, I'm Angel Frank, and no, I'm not God, and there is no God, and I'm not affiliated with God? Is that what happened? See, the hypocrisy is hilarious. And I do have dumb friends that don't believe in God, but they do believe in, you know, angels and that other world where there's stuff going on. Well, if there's stuff going on, who's running the other world? No, there's, or is it like your Democrat world where really nobody runs it except for them and they know what's best for everybody? I don't know. But that would be hell for me. The justice, he's known for his conversational writing style. Hey, that's what I'm known for. And also for using popular cultural references in explaining his views. One notable 2012 ruling on a workplace injury liability included this gem. He said, haunted houses may be full of ghosts, goblins, and guillotines. Okay, yeah. But in their more prosaic features that pose the real danger, Tyler Hodges found out, See, that's what happens when the screen flickers in the middle of you reading it. He said that haunted houses may be full of ghosts, goblins, and guillotines, but it's their more prosaic features that pose the real danger. Tyler Hodges found out that out when an evening shift working the ticket booth ended with him plummeting down an elevator shaft. Now, Gorsuch is married to Mary Louise Gorsuch, and they have two teenage daughters. His mother is Ann Burford. She was the first female administrator at the Environmental Protection Agency. That should make them all happy, right? But here's the problem. Again, comes back to the same thing. He doesn't believe that the justices, that the Supreme Court should be making law, that they should be tweaking the laws to take the power out of the hands of the legislators. You know, some of you someday, you really, there's a couple of books on how the Supreme Court's supposed to work. Okay? What our founding fathers had in mind. You can find them over at wallbuilders.com. David Barton, Rick Green do a great job with these things. They were never meant. It was, you know, again, Congress makes the laws. They don't pass everything by the Supreme Court to make sure it's cool and okay. It doesn't work that way. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Thanks for listening to me ramble on tonight. I do appreciate it so much. Head out to Amazon.com, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you want me to sign the book, you got to buy it from my website, therealside.com. Don't be stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Always a pleasure. We are here Monday through Friday. Hopefully you are too. You can find us on Facebook when we're up live. You can find us at the website, therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.